advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iranian missiles blew the windows out of Israel's main hospital in the south and destroyed apartment buildings in Tel Aviv this morning. But late word from Iran, a meeting is now set for tomorrow in Geneva with Iran's foreign minister and European counterparts as war with Israel enters its second week. It's fears of a wider war that concern Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth on the Armed Services Committee. She was an Iraq War Army pilot.
I just don't want us to get to a place where following whatever happens here, we're in a situation where our adversaries like the PRC or North Korea or Russia decide that they need to actually put a lot more effort into helping Iran.
Texas, a SpaceX rocket was being tested late last night when the Starship exploded, sending a fireball into the sky. SpaceX describes it as a major anomaly. This is ABC News. Teens, their parents, and their doctors will have to yield their collective judgment to the states that wish to ban gender-affirming care. Upshot of a major U.S. Supreme Court ruling, ABC News senior Washington reporter Devin Dwyer covers the court.
For many of those in the trans community and those families, it was devastating. The Supreme Court's 6-3 decision, all of the conservative justices on one side, upholding that Tennessee ban on gender-affirming treatments, specifically puberty blockers and hormone therapy to treat what's called gender dysphoria, the distress that transgender teens feel when they're trying to grapple with their identity.
The Food and Drug Administration is approving the world's only twice-a-year shot that prevents HIV. Listeria is making people sick who eat ready-to-eat chicken Alfredo meals sold at Walmart and Kroger under the brand names Marketside and Home Chef. 17 people have gotten sick. 3 have died. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, Republicans propose an $87 million cut to the universities of Wisconsin. That's a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the cut is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process we currently have. Amid increased security at the Wisconsin Capitol, both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature held moments of silence Wednesday for the victims of last weekend's political violence in Minnesota. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue said political violence is never the answer. And the Department of Natural Resources is encouraging you to help out pollinators year-round with a few simple lawn care habits. You can help them by planting native plants and trees, adding host plants for butterfly larvae, and maintaining a yard free from pesticides and herbicides. There's more tips on the DNR's website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry.
So many ways to play may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It'll be a warm one today with plenty of sunshine, a high of 83. For tonight, look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop. Low temps in the mid-60s. We'll keep some showers and storms around during the first half of the day on Friday. Warm again with a high of 84. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 62.
1430 a.m. and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She couldn't keep from crying when she told me goodbye. But I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart. She was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming her back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, the blues can't. Like I just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there. I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight, and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, them blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. For a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing.
Country. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Heard. I've had my share of those too.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Highway 101 and Who's Lonely Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region. We're going to have plenty of sunshine today. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we're going to be chatting with Matt Wagenson of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And we're going to learn what customer is the biggest customer for Wisconsin soybean growers. It might surprise you. Then again, you may already know the answer to that question, and it won't surprise you, but we're going to have more on that here coming up during our Newsmaker segment. Later on this morning, we're going to be talking with the 77th Allison Dereland, Haley Heinzel. She's wrapping up her reign as Allison Dereland. We'll be chatting with her at about 8:45 this morning, and then at about 9:15 this morning, we'll continue our spotlight of the Bruner Hillside Dairy. They are the hosts of Saturday's Pepin County Dairy Breakfast, so we'll be doing that again at about 9:15 or so later this morning. Reminder, no markets today. Markets are closed, banks closed, no mail today. It's the Juneteenth holiday, so markets will reopen on Friday. A lot of those USDA reports that are scheduled for Thursday, they will be released on Friday. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The landscape of farm labor is changing day by day. We get an update from Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Now, Paul, we've talked about immigration reform in the past, but this is a little bit different. How is this affecting dairy operations across the nation currently?
Well, you know, I think for a long time here, when it comes to dairy, we've been making the argument to policymakers that dairy is unique in agriculture, right? It's a 7-day-a-week business. It's a year-round business. Cows require care all the time. Milk comes all the time. There's no season, right? And no matter what happens, dairy farmers do the best they can to offer competitive wages, high wages, prioritize local hiring. But we have a domestic labor shortage, and we have for a long time. So we really want to have that access to the H-2A visa program so that we can hire temporary workers on a year-round basis. Obviously, right now, there's been a lot of back and forth that's been very much in flux in recent few days as to what the enforcement policy ultimately may be or may not be, and our sense is that that may continue to develop. Obviously, what we do know is that the president has had some very positive comments just in the last week about the need to work on addressing ag's workforce needs. Secretary Brooke Rollins at USDA was asked about this last week when she was testifying at the House Agriculture Committee by Chairman Thompson and some other members, and she leaned in on the work that she and Labor Secretary Lori Chavez-Dreamer are doing to determine some solutions. And so I think there's still a lot of work being done, despite the back and forth on enforcement, pause, non-enforcement, whatever. I think there is going to be continued work here. Some of it maybe isn't in the all available for us to see yet, but I think there's a lot still going on. And we're really continuing to remind policymakers again of the unique aspects of the dairy business and the needs we have when it comes to being able to feed the country and provide everybody with nutritious, wholesome dairy. You know, we need to act quickly here. We need to find a solution that works for farmers and for rural communities.
And switching gears, in Washington, lawmakers discussing the dairy margin coverage program and perhaps extending that.
Yeah, so what the Senate Ag Committee has put forward includes quite a few of the same items from the House Ag Committee provisions, not identical, but when it comes to dairy margin coverage, actually the two are identical. It renews the program through the 2031 calendar year, and it continues the discount option too, and it makes a couple of other changes. One that we've been pushing is the production history boost to make that more current based on 2021, 2022, 2023. So, you know, we're hopeful that that goes through here. There's some other important items in the bill, too, around funding for dairy processing cost surveys and things like that. But we were excited to see the text come out from the Senate Ag Committee last week.
We had mentioned before that everything seems pretty fluid in Washington right now, including the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. So, Paul, what's the latest in getting whole milk back in schools?
Yeah, so we've had good progress there. A couple weeks ago, the Senate Ag Committee passed the bill on a bipartisan voice vote, which was great. I think we are hopeful that we can get that bill through the Senate in the coming weeks. And then, you know, it comes over to the House, and the House can take it up and pass it and send it on to the president for signature. So don't know exactly when, which week that'll all happen, and it may take over a couple. But we're hopeful that we can get that done yet this summer.
Thanks, Paul. We will check in with you soon for more updates.
Obviously, with immigration, there's, like you said, a lot of different moving parts right now, both administratively, and there's also legislative work being done. So we'll be watching and engaging actively in all of this and seeing how it shapes up.
From our nation's capital, that's Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more, go to nmpf.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true. I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Visit ReadyLA.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by the City of Los Angeles Emergency Management Department, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. Neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Home. I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why?
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. July milk down 30 to 1766, August down 41 to 1820, September down 39 to 1857, while October was down 32 at 1879. Cheese markets Wednesday were lower, barrels down 8 to 169, 40-pound blocks down 6.5 to 169, one trade a barrel, five trade a block on the day, cash butter down 5 to 252 and 3 quarters, six trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 128, four trades on the day, while dry whey was down 0.5 to 54 and 3 quarters, seven trades on the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day Wednesday, even though traders continue to be concerned about the market being overbought and it's long overdue for a correction. But the fundamentals still remain bullish with higher boxed beef prices once again. Hog markets, meanwhile, were mostly higher as well. Even though the pork cutout values were lower, that did pressure a few of the contracts. But overall, consumer demand does remain strong, and that is still helping to support hogs. June live cattle up $1.05 to $224.30. August feeder cattle up 82 cents to $304.17. July hogs up 52 cents to $112.17. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat higher. Wheat really led the entire grain complex higher as world concerns and slow harvest and also crop quality also helping to support wheat markets along with higher MATIF wheat prices. The strength in wheat spread over to the corn markets as well. There really wasn't a lot of fresh news to move markets higher other than the wheat moving mostly higher. Soybeans also were mostly higher on the day. New crop corn up 5.25 to 444. New crop beans up 0.5 to 1068.25. July wheat up 25.25 to 574.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Local markets from Wednesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 387, July 389, new crop 384, cash beans 995, July 10, even new crop 978. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 408.5, July 403.5, August 409, new crop 394. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 410, August 414, new crop 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 383, new crop 394, cash beans 999, new crop 998. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 389, new crop 394, cash beans 990, new crop 983. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 407, July 409, August 409, new crop 405, cash beans at 1021, July 1029, August 1016, new crop at 1010. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in July corn 381, new crop 390, cash in July beans 1002, new crop 1001. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 219 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 210, market cows 111 to 157, bulls 160 to 205, calves 650 to 1500, beef steers 305 to 730, Holstein steers 171 to 455. Sheep markets, light lambs 220 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets does 110 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 45 to 210, fed lambs 165 to 218. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes a man does things without half thinking. And what I saw, I did not understand. I called your names and said some things that hurt you. And in the heat I started walking out that door. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong. Second thought, I apologize for what I've done, 'cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. I know it's not your fault that you're so pretty and that you turn the head of every man. I understand. But when I saw you dancing with
with him I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, 'cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. But when I saw you dancing with him, I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, 'cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. Yes, you're the only one I'll always be in love with. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, well, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever,
Amen.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Matt Wagenson. He's vice president with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And this morning, of course, June is dairy month, and dairy and soybeans are related. You may be saying to yourself, now, wait a minute. How is that? Well, we're related in a lot more than you might think, and we're going to talk with Matt a little bit about that today. And thank you, Matt, for joining us. Earlier this month, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board had a booth on the Cows on the Concourse to kick off June Dairy Month, and it was a way to say thank you to Wisconsin dairy farmers, because the dairy industry in Wisconsin is the biggest customer for the Wisconsin soybean growers. I did not know that. So explain how that works, how dairy and soybeans are related.
Well,
meal is the finishing product. You want to make milk, you give those cows some meal, and that really tops off that ration and makes those cows produce.
And Matt, this has obviously been something that dairy farmers have known for quite some time, but do you know how much of that meal from Wisconsin soybean growers is going to the dairy industry? It has, if it's the biggest customer, it has to be a lot.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a major crush in our area, but we are feeding tons and tons of meal to these dairy cows. When you're the dairy state, you're gonna pile through a lot of meal.
And with that large crush, obviously means that's many rows of soybeans that are grown right here in Wisconsin.
You bet. I mean, it's a hand-in-hand relationship. You know, we make a good product and get it through those crush plants and get a good product to those cows.
Talking with Matt Wagenson, he is vice president with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board this morning, as the Wisconsin dairy industry is the largest customer of soybeans through soybean meal with the Wisconsin soybean growers. Now, Matt, you had mentioned there's not an actual crush facility in the state, but I'm thinking that if we could get one developed, that would be huge for Wisconsin soybean growers for a whole host of reasons. One, you got the crush. Okay, now you got the soybean oil. And now you got the meal and some of the other products that come from that. I would think that would be like a big, big game changer for Wisconsin soybean growers.
Yeah, I think it would take off like gangbusters. You know, we're getting more and more traction with biofuels and sustainable aviation fuel. And we're going to have meal as a surplus, I think. So, if we can keep feeding these cows and find a home for that oil, it's going to be a good relationship for everybody.
And, you know, I guess we would be remiss as well that, you know, that soybean meal is used not only in the dairy industry, again, dairy's biggest customer, but I'm sure the hog farmers are in Wisconsin, like, hey, don't forget about us, or the poultry growers here in western Wisconsin, hey, don't forget about us. They're probably some big customers too.
Yeah, as a nation, poultry is the number one user of soybean meal. So, and hogs are right there too. But yeah, the meal is a great source of protein for all livestock. So we really like to push it and get that. We can get that oil at home. It's going to really be gangbusters for the state.
And Matt, again, we're talking with Matt Wagenson. He's vice president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board this morning. Matt, is the Soybean Marketing Board trying to also reach out to those other industries to even show them more of the values? Again, farmers probably know some of this, but some may not, or there might be additional benefits to using soybean meal that farmers may not know about. So is the marketing board trying to reach out to them saying, hey, guess what? We have something here for you.
Well, not so much educating the farmers on the meal, but maybe working with the poultry industry or the hog industry on getting further outlets for their products, you know, Mexico, even Africa as a outlet for our bean meal out the St. Lawrence Seaway. So we're always looking for other ways to get our meal out through those products.
Talking with Matt Wagenson, he's vice president with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board this morning. You mentioned the St. Lawrence Seaway. I'm sure everybody is very, 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 very happy with that new agricultural port at the Port of Milwaukee. That's kind of a big deal for us.
Oh, it's huge. The Port of Milwaukee will be shipping distillers' grains or meal or whole beans either through the Illinois River, through Chicago, or the St. Lawrence Seaway. And then Duluth Superior, we're shipping stuff out through Lake Superior up there. It's really big stepping stones for our state in particular.
It's a way to get all of these great Wisconsin products, including those soybeans, out to the rest of the world. That is some great news as well, and it is exciting to see some of that. And it's also exciting to see that dairy is the biggest customer of Wisconsin soybeans, especially during this June Dairy Month. Matt, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
Matt Wagenson, he's Vice President of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start, grow, finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
The active weather will continue in our ag weather forecast as some rounds of thunderstorms, including heavy rain, is expected across portions of Minnesota and western Wisconsin tonight and into Friday and into even Friday night. Additional thunderstorms and heavy rain also look likely next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, a slight chance of a shower or storm this afternoon. Highs 80 to 85. Relative humidities at 41 to 46%. West winds at 5 to 10. Scattered trace to 5 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms. Lows 61 to 66. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. South winds at 5 to 8. Anywhere from 3/10 to 5/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, partly sunny, a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs 80 to 85. Relative humidities at 65 to 70%. South winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. Anywhere from 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation expected, and about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, becoming sunny, warmer, highs 90 to 95. Sunday, sunshine, highs once again 90 to 95. Monday, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms possible, highs 80 to 85.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Your livestock could unknowingly be planting weeds in the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you feed grain screenings, grind them first to destroy the weed seeds as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Sheep and goat producers need to be on the lookout to make sure Palmer amaranth, leafy spurge, and other invasive weed seeds don't sneak in with grain screenings or dockage used as feed. When the whole seed is consumed, the hard outside seed coat can protect the seed from being digested. The seed stays viable and passes out in the manure. As an animal grazes and drops manure, all parts of the pasture could be seeded with weeds. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture determined that Palmer amaranth found its way into a soybean field through cattle manure. Carl Hoppe is a livestock beef cattle specialist at North Dakota State University. He says the best way to know if there are weed seeds in your feed is to personally look for them.
Some things are quite obvious, like thistle seeds. Cockle burrs are pretty obvious. Small fine grain seeds like pigeon grass seeds, which some people call as foxtail, are really small, but they are identifiable. Things like palm or amaranth need to be looked at closely, too, to make sure they're either included or not. If you don't know, err on the side of caution, and that would be to hammer mill or finely grind all the screenings that you receive to get rid of weed seeds.
There is another option to prevent weed seeds from germinating.
Feed the feeds in a feed yard, and then be very diligent in how we feed and compost the manure. And if manure is composted correctly, it's heated, and that should make inviable or kill the germination of most weed seeds.
Hay and other forages might also have weed seeds if the weeds were cut when mature. Hobby recommends avoiding hay and feed from areas where there are known infestations of invasive weeds. Learn more about getting rid of weed seeds in the feed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot, apartment building.